As you can tell from the purple vestments and the lack of the Gloria, today we celebrate the first Sunday of Advent and the beginning of the church's new liturgical year. Advent is meant to be a time of great anticipation and joy as we await the coming of Christ. But Advent is also a time of somber preparation and self-reflection. The church, in her wisdom, asks us to use the first half of Advent to prepare ourselves not for Christmas, but rather for the second coming of Christ when he comes in judgment. For many of us, thinking about the end of the world or our own death can be scary and uncomfortable. For others, their final destiny, heaven or hell, does not enter into their thinking at all. But Jesus is telling us in today's gospel that judgment is coming. He is coming. How we live our lives really matters. And we should be, and that should be, a primary concern in our lives. The church eagerly anticipates the second coming of Jesus because Jesus' birth and even his passion, death, and resurrection are not yet the final victory over evil. The final conquest of evil will take place when Jesus Christ comes in glory as King and Judge. It is Jesus' second coming that will bring the fullness of salvation to the world. St. Luke in today's gospel uses cosmic images, the heavens shaking and the stars and the moon, to describe the second coming of Christ. They will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. For Christians who are prepared, who live in the grace of God, the second coming of Christ is not meant to be a day of cowering or fear. Just the opposite. Jesus encourages us. He says in today's gospel, "But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect, raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand." Jesus is letting us know that he is coming again in judgment and that we must be prepared. For most of us, this preparation will require some significant changes in one or more areas of our lives. This Advent is a time to make those changes. Jesus warns us in today's gospel, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of this daily life. And do not let that day catch you by surprise like a trap. Be vigilant at all times." Are we vigilant and prepared for his second coming? The days of Advent are, for many of us, the most hectic days of the year. How appropriate it is for our readings today to warn us not to get so distracted by our busy daily lives that we don't keep our eternal destiny in mind. None of us would even consider going on vacation without first planning our trip. Where are we going? Who is going with us? How will we get there? How much will it cost us? What type of clothes to pack? Weather, Wi-Fi, even where we might go to eat when we get there. If we have children or grandchildren, pool or no pool. If we plan this much to go out of town for a few days, how much more detail should we have when we are planning our spiritual journey? Jesus, in his infinite wisdom, has given us a divine travel plan, the church, with everything we need to reach our heavenly goal. Holy Scripture, tradition, the magisterium, the sacraments, the Mass, the saints, the rosary, our adoration chapel, on and on and on. The entirety of the church was given to us so that we might attain a personal relationship with Christ, prepare us for his coming, and confidently guide us all to eternal life. On the other hand, if we allow the world to plan our advent, we will miss the opportunity to properly prepare for the coming of Christ in our hearts and in our minds. The church is asking us to take this time in Advent to examine our spiritual lives to see if we are headed in the right direction for our eternal salvation. Are we striving to increase our time listening to God, actively seeking his will in our lives? Are we praying together as a family? Are we participating in the sacraments regularly? Are we seeking virtue in our lives? An Advent well lived should be joyful and full of expectation for the coming of Christ. But it should also be a time to reflect on areas of our lives that we need change. As sinners, earnestly seeking the second coming of our Lord and Jesus Christ, we prepare and we must reorder our priorities and our behaviors based on our eternal destiny, based on the teachings of Christ and his church. This is the challenge of Advent, the challenge of today's gospel, and the challenge of being a son and daughter of Jesus Christ. The good news is the battle over sin has already been won on the cross. Jesus has already given us all that we need to achieve our eternal happiness with him, his grace. He has given us his church as our guide to get there. Through the church, he wants to give us more peace, more love, more joy, and more freedom than we could ever dream about this Advent season. But we must prepare ourselves to respond yes to his invitation. The Son of Man who will come in a cloud with power and great glory at the end of time is the same Son of Man whose body and blood we will receive today in the Eucharist. The Eucharist strengthens us for our eternal destiny. Let us pray that each of us will use this Advent to invite Christ more fully into our lives. It is only by the grace of God that we will have the strength on that last day to stand erect, raise our heads, knowing that our redemption is at hand.